Last one in his seat is a rotten egg. I'd like to invite our youth to come forward. You gonna be with us this morning? We have any of the, come on up here, Sean, and come on up here. You're only two? That's where I am in my brain. Okay. Is that Justin back? Is it, would you like to come up? You want to come up here for a children's sermon this morning? Come on up here. Come on. There we go. That's right. I'll wait till he gets up here. There he comes. Because I need you to help me this morning. All right? You guys are going to help me do something this morning. I was in sheer terror this morning. You know why? Because I woke up and I realized I couldn't find all my clothing. I couldn't find my shoe. I had one shoe. In fact, where is it? Get that blue bag that's right there. Hand me that. This is what I found. And I panicked because I can't go to church with just one shoe. But this is the shoe. This is here, right here. Right? That's my one shoe. I'd be walking around like this all day long. You know? So, then I realized I only had one sock. There's only one sock here. Only one sock here. Actually, there's one sock there. And then I realized that one of my gloves was missing. I couldn't find my other glove. I said, where's all this stuff going? And then, to top it all off, I've got a lock here. But you know, it's no good unless you have a what? A key. So I might as well throw this away because I can never open it. It's no good except for a paperweight or keeping a door open, right? Well, the last time I remember seeing these items were when I was up here preaching one day. So my shoe fell off, my sock somehow got off my foot, the lock key disappeared and found its way somewhere, and my glove is somewhere. So now I'm going to ask you guys to look around here and see if you can find the other shoe, the key, the sock, and look around. No, you're going to see it. No, you don't have to go there, Sean. It wasn't back there. No. It was over here in the front. It was in the front. In fact, what's that over there? Oh, my goodness. We found something already. What is it? Okay, we're still missing one other thing, though. Oh, my goodness. And my, these were very expensive shoes, so I can be happy about that. But I still need one other thing. It's a glove. It's the correct key? Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you guys were here to help me. We found the glove. Oh my God, you guys made my day. You know, especially if it gets cold, you know, and I don't have one glove. One glove's not going to do me any good. There's a lesson. That's it. We found everything. But you know, there's a lesson in this. That if you're only half of something, when there should be two, is it any good? It's not, is it? Would you think about going to school with one sock? And one shoe, and one glove, would you? You wouldn't, would you? Jesus says much the same thing. He says, you know, you're not meant to be by yourself. You're meant to have somebody with you. And I'm not talking about your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I'm talking about Jesus. We just got done singing a song about Jesus. He's going to walk with us. About wanting Jesus to walk with us wherever we go. You know why? Because he says, it's not good to walk by yourself. I want you to know that I'm the other half of you. I'm the second part of two things that need to belong together, you and me. And when I'm not there, you're no good by yourself. But if I'm with you, no matter what we go through in life, you're never going to be alone. I'm always going to be there to help you. Sometimes you'll be too weak to get out of bed. I'm going to help you get up. Sometimes you're going to fall down and stumble. I'm going to help you back to your feet. Sometimes you're going to be a little hungry and thirsty. I'll be there to offer you some bread or something to drink. But just know that Jesus says, I don't want you guys to ever think you're alone, because you're no good alone. Just know that I'm always with you, and I'm going to be with you. And when the two of you are together, like two shoes and two gloves and two socks and a key that fits my, then it works the way it's supposed to, you know? And then we can use the stuff the way it should be. Now, one more thing, too. Just remember that the church, too, is here. We call the church the body of Christ. So that when you go through life, you always have the church here to support you and to walk with you. So it's not only Jesus, but you got the church as your church family. Okay? Okay, that's always good to remember. Let's all grab hands and pray. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us again how it's not good to be alone. That as we walk through this world, that you always walk with us. You're always by our side. And when we lack the strength, or we stumble and fall, you are right there to give us your strength, to give us your shoulder. And we thank you and love you for this. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay.